Today we have Andrew Fouts, as well as Patty Halverson and Scott Polly. We're going to let them play first, and then we'll talk about the instruments they used. It's a pleasure today to get ready with a preview of Chatham Baroque's next Peanut Butter and Jam. There you've got this trio of musicians. I'm saying this trio. I'm going to ask, we'll grab the mic here, and I don't know if have you all, just go ahead and give it a good yank. There you go. Have you given this a name, your trio, a name yet?
The trio's name is Chatham Baroque.
Chatham Baroque.
we three are the core members of Chatham Baroque, and we play instruments that can put on many a concert. There's a good deal of rep that is just perfect for our combination of Baroque violin, viola da gamba, which Patty is playing, and theorbo, which Scott's playing. He also has some other instruments at his disposal, too. But Chatham Baroque as an organization is an entity that produces its own concerts, has a concert series that tours, that records, that puts on these peanut butter and jam sessions for kids and their grown-ups, and often expands. And so we bring friends from around the country, in fact, and sometimes from around the world, to Pittsburgh to produce concerts that have more players in them. So, you know, any sort of high Baroque orchestra or Vivaldi orchestra, or if we're putting on a Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach, etc.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, tell me a little bit, why don't we talk about the instrument you just played, and also about the song you played just a moment ago.
Sure. We opened with a sonata, or actually the first movement of a sonata by a relatively unknown composer, William Williams. And we chose that because it's the title of the sonata is In Imitation of Birds. So I wasn't playing my viola da gamba. I was playing the alto recorder, and Andrew and I were playing the two treble lines, and I hope it was apparent that we were imitating bird calls.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Now, what instrument are you holding now? I'm going to have to get a close-up. I just posted a few pictures, but I'm going to have to get a close-up of the neck, which has a beautiful carved head on it. What is this instrument?
It's called a viola da gamba, and this is the bass size of the viola da gamba family. So for you listeners, it has six strings. I use a bow to make the sound. It has frets on the neck, pieces of gut tied across the neck. And it's about the same size as a cello, a full-size cello. But it's a different family of instruments, so it's kind of a cousin.
And who is that guy up there?
It's actually a goddess.
Sorry.
Aphrodite.
Sorry, ma'am. Well, that explains it. Sorry, ma'am. How is that a very old instrument?
No, not as old as one can, you know, find instruments, but this was made in 2003 by a builder in Warren, Rhode Island. So
okay, so they still will make instruments for playing early music.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved doing this?
You know, in high school, I got interested in early music and playing music of earlier centuries, and I was a recorder player and played other early winds back then. And then I went to school outside of Boston, and there was a very strong program there, which is why I chose it. So I switched to gamba, focused on that.
Where did you go to school?
Brandeis University.
Ah, and that is the voice of Patty Halverson. You heard Andrew Fouts a moment ago, and now Scott Polley is going to talk. And you're the one that probably always gets attention from kids. You're playing an instrument that looks to be about 6 feet in length.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of people think it's maybe a huge bass guitar or something like that, but this is called a theorbo. It's spelled T-H-E-O-R-B-O, and it's a member of the lute family. So L-U-T-E, the lute family.
I've never, I don't think I've seen this instrument before. And imagine a lute-shaped body, which is about the size of an acoustic guitar. But then it kind of has attached to the neck an extension of about 3 additional feet with additional strings, which means those bass strings, I don't know.
Yeah, they're quite low. Is it okay to pluck a few notes?
Absolutely.
So there's a long set of strings that are that you mentioned that are attached to this very long neck, sort of like a garden rake with just strings on it or something. Is that long? But the strings that are longest are tuned by steps, so they go down by scale. So there's an octave of just those bass notes, and then above that are some chordal notes that you can play just like on a guitar. So you can play chords, and you can add bass notes.
I'll bet many people, if they close their eyes, would think you're playing a guitar.
It sounds a lot like a guitar, but you have the much lower sounds of the bass that you don't find on the guitar. So that's what attracted me to it initially, is I was a guitar player and a bass player, and I was like, oh, this instrument has both of them all together, all rolled into one.
And tell me about this particular instrument. Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, this is a copy, like all of our instruments, they're copies of old instruments from the 17th or 18th century. This is a copy of an instrument from Italy by a maker named Matteo Sellas, but it was built in London in the 1990s by a maker named Klaus Jacobson, and in fact recently rebuilt because it had a little accident on the airplane last year, but it's better than ever now. So
that would be hard to take on a plane or in a plane.
It is hard. And in fact, now it's built so that I can easily get it into an airplane seat. The neck actually folds in half, which is pretty ingenious by this maker.
Yeah, I've seen some cellos that do that now, too. Thank you. And it's great to have you here. You can just lay that mic down on the table or wherever's convenient. And Chatham Baroque has a great series. It begins with nature's music. And like the first song, it's a way to discover how music imitates sounds in nature, which is often the case. It's September 9th. And the location, there's 2 shows, one early, one a little later, and you'll be able to go at either 10 or 11:30 at Calvary Episcopal Church on September 9th to hear this show. And don't despair if you can't make it to that show, because there will be one every single month clear through until April. And we'll tell you more about that schedule coming up. What would you like to do next? You've got some, I know you have some limericks.
Well, we have a few things from our upcoming show about music and nature. So we want to just play you a couple of examples from that show. And I'm going to give our listeners a clue to each one that we're going to play. So each one will be an animal that you're going to guess, and the music should give you some idea, but it's kind of a very stylized idea of this animal from, you know, the 17th century. So I'm going to give you a little clue, and you can fill in the blanks, and then at the end, after we play it, you can see if you got it right. So the first clue is, I live in a swamp or deep in a bog, green, wet, and slimy. I'm Mr.
I have an idea. I think that must be a frog or a toad.
I think if you guessed frog, you would be correct. Yes.
I liked it. I liked the not only the tone, but the rhythm of that.
Very rhythmical frog, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, what's our next?
So our next clue is, I'm frisky, I'm furry, I might chase a rat. You might find me purring. Yes, ooh. I am a...
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one. Gracie. Gracie's listening at home. Meow, 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 meow. You can see how much fun this is going to be, not just for you, but for any preschoolers.
Oh, yeah.
That you might bring.
So we have all kinds of other animals that'll be in the show, but that's just a little taste of what we'll do. And we'll have other sounds from nature as well, like things like rain and thunder, and that we'll imitate musically. So
now this is it's a great opportunity if... first of all, just to bring kids and for a family to go, we'll give you special dispensation since these concerts are on a Saturday morning. We'll write you a note. So if you're thinking of going, you can miss part of the Saturday Light Brigade to go to this concert. But it's first of all, just great to hear live music. Secondly, very relatable. When there's a relatively small number of musicians on stage making sounds from not electronic instruments, but actual, you know, instruments that kids can really relate to, because you can see and understand how the sounds are actually being made. So a great experience, plus a great way to introduce somebody in your family to early music such as this.
It's a very interactive program too. There are many opportunities for the kids to get up and run around or dance with the music. Often we'll sing along through the course of the season. It's hardly a place where you come to sit and just listen to music, but rather become engaged and participatory in the performance as well. It's a fun day.
What's the best way to get tickets or find out more details about the series?
Well, through our website, www.chathambaroque.org. You can purchase tickets through that. And then our ticket purveyor is ShowClix. So you can also call ShowClix, and their number, I'm sorry, I don't have handy off me, but 1-888-ShowClix, I believe, is actually something you can just dial. But it's also on our website.
Great. And that's chathambaroque.org, right?
Chathambaroque.org. And you're welcome to just show up, too. There's going to be space for you. We're in a big, beautiful, high-ceilinged room in Shadyside at Calvary Episcopal Church, 315 Shady Avenue, in the choir room, McClintic Hall.
Oh, that'll be a beautiful place for you to perform and for you to listen as you go. If you're driving and didn't catch anything, if you go to slbradio.org, later today, we have a link to Chatham Baruch's website there. We have time for one more, if you're so willing. And down goes the giant instrument. What is that called again? I should not just call it the giant
not
instrument.
Not just the giant giraffe instrument. Ooh. It's the theorbo. And now Scott is picking up another instrument that he plays quite often.
This looks like a mandolin, but it's not a mandolin. I mean, it doesn't look like one. It's strung like a mandolin.
Right. This is called today a Baroque guitar, and it's just an earlier version of the classical guitar that would have been played more in the 17th century, and it has pairs of strings, kind of like a 12-string guitar does today, but it actually has only five pairs instead of six that you'd have today, and it's an instrument that can be strummed. Or it can also be plucked.
And is that fabric over the sound hole, or?
It's actually a decorative, they call it a decorative rosette. So it's a mixture of wood and parchment that's inlaid over the sound hole. Yeah. It looks a little like a fancy wedding cake or something like that.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It looks porous.
Right.
I think it would have to be.
Yes.
But if you look at it at the right angle, it also looks solid. What
right.
a beautiful instrument. I'll try to get a picture of that also so you can take a look at it on Facebook. Chathambaroque.org. This is the Peanut Butter and Jam series. And I want to thank you all for being here before we hear your last selection here. Beautifully done. Thank you to Chatham Baroque.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Look for them at chathambaroque.org.